All right, time to bring in Mr. Ron Wilson, our landscaping, our gardening guru, the man that pampers his worms continuously. Mr. Wilson, how are you?
Hey, I got happy worms. I got to suggest, you know, I love listening to your show. You've got so many great answers.
Oh, thank you, Ron.
Two things. One, I think you and I should go check out that bar.
The one with the 50 coats of urethane on?
Yeah, just to make sure everything, you know, behind the bar works.
That should be no problem.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a good thing, you know.
Got a VIP pass for you.
Yeah. But this is, seriously, I had this thing happen with the light bulb.
Yeah.
Let me throw this at you. We have a light fixture at the top of our stairs.
Right.
I get up early in the morning. It's always dark. When I get ready to go downstairs, I turn that light on, and I go down the stairs. And by the time I got to the bottom of the stairs, that thing would shut off.
Huh.
And it was one of the LED bulbs.
Yeah.
And it did it a lot. And so I finally replaced the bulb, and it quit doing it.
Yeah.
Well, could it just be in the bulb?
Sure. It could be. How long did it take you to figure that out? Was that the first thing you chose?
I thought we had ghosts because I thought that they were like signaling me because sometimes it would flicker a little bit.
Yeah.
But then it would just shut off and it would stay
off.
Well,
there you go. The flicker was telltale thing.
It would
thing.
Last yeah, about sometime. 2 minutes and then it would shut off.
You know, well, okay, so here's a weird one. While we're talking about these weird things that happen, I had the same thing. We were down in the basement. My wife was downstairs and I got the call. Gary.
Is this supposed to be here?
Well, kind of like that. She goes, is this the only switches we have for all the lights? We've only lived in this house for 23 years. Is this the only switches we have for these lights downstairs? I said, yeah. Why? And she goes, because our basement goes in an L, and the storage is in the L. She goes, there's two fixtures back here, and the lights don't work. I said, that's weird. Okay, that's weird. They're all on the same circuit. If it knocked this, you know, I'm going through all this thing. And finally, she goes, could it be in the bulbs? And I said, well, I guess it could be. It's ironic that they would both go out at the same time. But we really don't know if they went out at the same time. One of them could have been out, and we didn't notice it. You know,
right, because the other one was lighting up, right.
So we changed the bulbs. Guess what?
It came on.
I went and checked all the circuit panels first and, you know, all that. But two bulbs, solved. So,
ta-da!
Yeah, start with the simple and work to the hardest. Rather than work with the hardest and go to the simplest.
It's all about easy.
It is all about easy. Hey, what's the price of Christmas trees this year?
I haven't heard yet, but I would guess they're probably going to go up. And I think it would probably reflect more of shipping costs.
That's a bunch of it.
Yeah.
On everything, really.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really heard yet. I haven't heard, you know, shortage and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It sounds
20%.
Like we're okay.
I'm saying 20%.
Yeah.
Sure. So then a nice fur will get us over $100.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Did you get your turkey yet for Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Look at that price.
I'm scared too.
Oh.
Maybe we'll just have filet mignon.
Spam.
Spam.
Crispy spam.
I'd be okay with that.
I like crispy spam.
Yeah. Crispy spam's good.
So, yeah, I have not heard Christmas tree pricing yet. We'll find out about that here shortly. But,
well, I think by the time you haul them and everything, I'll bet you it's 20%. Seems like the other day I was at the grocery store and everything I picked up was $5.
Literally. Even the bag you put them in.
Oh, my goodness. $5, $5, yeah, $5, yep. $5. So, that's mark it down. That's my guess. $20
increase in prices on Christmas trees.
Yeah.
So, you know, I haven't, you know, drought wise in some areas, been dry in the summer and into the fall. I don't know that sometimes that will also affect harvest of the trees and will reduce, you know, supplies.
What do you think the price of our official trees will be?
Up a lot.
Oh, if you more can, than if the you live get ones,
I,
I'll bet you.
Although I would guess the supply chain's a lot better than it was last year or the year before.
Yeah, it's so still tough,
but
though.
But it's going to be an increase in prices, no doubt.
Yeah, and pottery. That's all based on oil, too.
Yeah, pottery. Plastics.
Yeah.
Actually, in the nursery business, you know, you have to buy all the pots that we grow everything in the containers.
Ooh.
We're now ordering those. You can only get so many at a time. And believe it or not, even at this stage, we're ordering pots guesstimating what we're going to be growing 2 years from now.
Oh, my goodness.
So there
you know
go.
What you ought to do? You ought to open up a pot manufacturing plant.
You give me the financial backing, right?
I mean pots that you plant trees in.
I knew that's what you're talking about.
I gotta go. Thanks. See ya. All right, RonWilsonOnline.com. Lots of good information for you. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
We weekends mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, our friends at Awesome are working hard to make your cleaning jobs easier. Awesome works to remove gunk and goo caused by biofilm buildup in jetted bathtubs, spas, swimming pools, washing machines, garbage disposals, and shower drains. Black flakes, bad odors, and slow drains are history when the power of Awesome is unleashed. Awesome is non-corrosive, septic safe, and works fast. I've been using Awesome in my home with great results for years. Proudly made in the USA. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. AHHSOME.com. I talk a lot about products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. It's construction adhesive to repair tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, and buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you got to have around your home. This is a must to have for all your fall projects. It's available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or find a store at TearMender.com and more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas. Gutter brush is the gutter guard I have in my gutters and have recommended for years. Just fill your gutter with simple brushes to block leaves while water flows through it. Couldn't be any easier. Here's a special offer for my listeners. Get 25% off and free shipping with discount code Gary at gutterbrush.com. Most homes can be protected for just $200 or $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433. Save 25% off for a limited time with code Gary, gutterbrush.com. DecorativeCealingTiles.net is a beautiful way to cover up existing damaged or boring ceilings or walls or to truly enhance the look of your home. They have everything from decorative ceiling tiles to wall panels to faux wood beams, faux stone and brick, and so much more. Not only do they pride themselves on their excellent products, but you'll also find they have excellent customer service, second to none. Plain to beautiful in just hours. That's DecorativeCealingTiles.net. And for a limited time, use code Gary for 10% off.